This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. The search for victims of a catastrophic blaze that reduced a Northern California town to ashes has intensified as authorities now say 631 people are missing in the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history. At least 63 people have been confirmed dead so far in the Camp Fire, which erupted a week ago in the drought-parched Sierra foothills, 280 kilometers north of San Francisco. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says this is the hardest part of his job.
Of the 56 human remains that we have tentatively identified 47 of them, but we are waiting on DNA confirmation, which we're hoping will be expedited by the fact that we brought in the rapid DNA system.
Authorities attributed the high death toll in part to the staggering speed with which the wind-driven flames raced through Paradise, a town of 27,000 residents. More than 9,000 homes and other buildings, including most of the town, were incinerated last Thursday night, hours after the blaze erupted. As many as 50,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Seven UN military personnel were killed during joint operations with the Congolese military in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Six of the dead were Malawian and one Tanzanian. 10 more peacekeepers were wounded and another is missing, according to a statement from the UN Secretary General's spokesman. Several Congolese soldiers and an unknown number of opponent combatants were also reportedly killed or wounded during the operations. The UN mission in Congo, MONUSCO, a force of about 18,000 soldiers, has been present in DRC almost two decades. This is VOA. The U.S. is adding sanctions against Saudi officials it says were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says a proposed second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un must result in a detailed list of North Korean nuclear weapons sites. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Singapore, the vice president said he had talked about the proposed second summit in a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in.
We talked about the importance of this moment and in our negotiations over achieving a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We are in the process of planning another summit between President Trump and Chairman Kim.
Pence's statement is perhaps the most specific public demand that the Trump administration has made of North Korea since the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore in June. Country singer Roy Clark has died of complications from pneumonia. He was 85. AP music correspondent Margie Sarzaletto has a look at his career.
Yesterday, when I was young.
It seems like Roy Clark could play anything. Guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, piano, drums, trumpet, trombone. His hits include Yesterday When I Was Young, Come Live With Me, and Somewhere Between Love and Tomorrow. Clark hosted the country comedy show Hee Haw for its entire 24-year run. He was one of the first acts to have a theater in Branson, Missouri. In a 1994 AP interview, Clark said he wanted people in the audience to think, I could do that.
He's not so technical and so rehearsed. I mean, he makes a mistake, but he laughs and he has a good time.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
State legislatures across the United States will include more than 2,000 women for the first time next year, and women could be the majority of lawmakers in the lower chambers of both Colorado and Nevada. While men still hold most state and federal elected offices, women made major political gains this year. I'm Lori London, VOA News.